So, yeah, I'm Ilya. It's wonderful to see you all here. It's a geospatial dev room, which means we use, we like, and we work with maps. And we do that in multiple ways. Like yesterday, I believe most of you had to find your restaurant for the evening or your hotel. Who did open their map app and type something into search field? Oh, you see, that's a lot more than I expected. And that's the thing that we do often, just typing things into application. And the application gives you coordinates, location where you go to. That is called geocoding, converting your phrase into location on the map. And that's one of the three pillars of applied cartography: finding things, plotting a route, displaying a map. But when you take a geospatial specialist and make him or her work on geocoding, I doubt they will like it. Because underneath all that, geocoding is not exactly a mapping problem. It's more of a language processing problem. You take a phrase, you split it by tokens, you do a full text search, return a result. It's not about maps at all. But the reverse problem, given a location, producing a understandable string of address, is much more interesting and challenging, as I found out. I was tasked with installing a reverse geocoder at my last job in Juno, that's a ride-sharing operator in New York. And instead of using one of the pre-built solutions like Nominatim, I decided to try to write my own geocoder. Because how hard can it be? Like, how do you know you're in Belgium right now? Given your location, you can just take a set of country polygons and do a simple point and polygon search, and you will get a result like Belgium, which you can produce to a user. Point and polygon is one of the basic operations in geospatial. It's highly optimized. There are very fast algorithms. You can do that 1,000 times a second, and you can find your country. Except in the real world, sometimes you can get two or three countries at once. Like on the river, I think between Luxembourg and Germany, that belongs to both countries. Or disputed territories like Crimea or anything. Sometimes you can get no countries at all. Not only in oceans, but also there are unclaimed territories like in Africa and stuff. You have to convey it somehow to a user who requested the coordinates. The same for regions, but how do you get a city? Like, how do you know you're in Brussels, for example? Again, you can take a set of city boundary polygons and find out, yeah, you're in Brussels. But what if you're in a smaller town or a village and there are no databases of village polygons? All you get are points. Like, how many people can fit in a single point? Thousands of them, because many towns and even cities often reside in any databases like points. So what you need is finding a nearest point. And that is, again, a basic operation in geospatial. It's indexed, it's optimized, you can do that a lot. But cities are different. They are of different sizes. Sometimes there are both point and polygon for a city, like an OpenStreetMap. There are points for city regions, neighborhoods. And to know where you are, you have to make a lot of